And it's a great good morning, and thank you for joining us on Thought for Today. My name, Johan Els, and what a privilege to share something with you, something wonderful. And I want to share it with you in a few episodes of the Thoughts for Today. How did the apostles of Christ Jesus die? Now, I wondered about this for many, many years, and I thought, well, I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to study what happened to the apostles. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, James. You remember James, the son of Zebedee? That was another James. Bartholomew, also known as Nathaniel. There was Andrew. There was Thomas. Yeah, Thomas. There was Judas, Jude. There was Matthias. There was Paul. He wasn't with Jesus, but he was an apostle as well. How did these people come to the end of their lives? The Bible doesn't tell us all the stories, but we can read it in other history books. And I thought perhaps that could be a very interesting thought, because it takes me and you as disciples of Christ Jesus, followers of Christ, as God's children, in many situations that we are going through at the moment, which is very hard, just to be inspired. We think so many a times our situations is very bad as Christians. But I want to take you back to what happened to these people. So in the next few thoughts for today, we will take them one by one. Let's start with Matthew. We read about Matthew. He is first in the New Testament. He writes the book of Matthew. Now, perhaps you didn't know this. Perhaps you know this. But how did the apostles die? Let's start with Matthew. Matthew suffered martyrdom in Ethiopia, and he was killed by a sword wound, they tell us. And that's not in the Bible, I say it again. It's in other scriptures out of the Bible, which tells us how the apostles came to their end. And it just inspires you and me that we, as children of the living God, by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we are going through difficult situations and times and think God has forgotten us, just think about it. The apostles of Christ died in a very bad way. Say, for instance, Matthew this morning. He suffered martyrdom in Ethiopia, and he was killed by a sword wound. Lord, thank you that even if I'm going through difficult times in my life, I can be inspired by those who have gone before me, that I may know you will never leave me nor forsake me. Even as when Matthew suffered martyrdom in Ethiopia way back, when he was killed by a sword wound. Maybe I won't be killed like that. But Lord, many a times I think I am on the short end of the stick. Thank you for these apostles who stood their ground in Jesus' name. Help me to stand my ground for the glory of God today.